Luke pushed his control yoke forward, sending the speeder into a precipitous dive. Ben's lips were drawn back in a grimace, perhaps because no teenager wants anyone else to endanger his vehicle recklessly, that being the teenager's own prerogative, but said, "Falcons incoming!" "Good." Luke put the speeder on an intercept course, or a collision course if anything went wrong, and switched the autopilot on. He unlatched his seat restraints and slid toward Ben. "Take the controls." He was gratified to see his son's eyes open wide, but Ben did as he was told. The boy unbuckled, slid under his father, grabbed the controls, disengaged the autopilot. Luke stood up in the seat, drawing on the force to keep him pinned in place, despite the rush of wind threatening to tear him free. He counted on Ben to know what to do, and his son did not let him down. Ben leveled off at the same altitude as the X-Wing, completing his maneuver just meters behind the starfighter, and drew alongside that vehicle's port side. Luke sprang across the gap separating his seat from the cockpit. The wind threatened to whip him away, but a boost of force energy carried him to the fuselage just as Valen Horn was realizing he had a pace vehicle. Luke landed astride the nose, facing astern, staring straight down into Valen's startled features. Valen yanked up on the X-Wing's armrest. The canopy was suddenly opened, snapping backward and gone, and Valen hurtled into the sky, his pilot's chair propelled by a crude, one-use rocket.
"Stang! He punched out!"
Han pounded his steering yoke. Leia looked as aggravated as Han felt. "Can the cargo tractor beam?"
"Not strong enough. Can't compensate for a fast-moving target."
"We have to go after Valen, then."
Han shook his head.
"The ejection won't have left enough controls for Luke to land the X-Wing. He may be able to lift it or push it down with a force, but land it with no controls? No. We have to help him."
He heeled over, diving toward the X-Wing.
"He punched out!"
Jaina reluctantly turned her attention from Luke, disappearing toward the spaceport on the uncontrolled X-Wing, and returned it to Valen, still ascending in his ejection seat. She banked and headed toward the rogue Jedi. In the passenger seat, Master Kyle Katarn, about Luke's age, dark-haired and dark-bearded, stretched as if coming out of a nap.
"You plan to maneuver underneath and catch him?"
"That's right."
Katarn pointed toward another speeder, a large flatbed cargo hauler with figures standing in the cargo bed. This vehicle rose toward Valen's position from a much nearer position.
"So do they."
Valen's seat reached its maximum altitude and began dropping. Immediately, the short-term repulsor within the seat activated, slowing his descent. He felt as though he'd taken a tremendous blow to the top of his head, doing no damage to it, but compressing the spine beneath. Ejections were always like that. Bad, but better than the alternative. And he'd always relished the look on not Luke's face when he'd ejected. It had been priceless. A cargo hauler maneuvered itself toward his descent path. Grumbling, he got his lightsaber into one hand, grabbing his seat restraint buckle with the other. As the hauler came underneath, instead of waiting for the seat to touch down, Valen unbuckled the restraints and flipped forward, landing on his feet moments before the seat landed. In the cargo bed, three individuals waited. A Quarren with a vastly oversized weapon, a shining droid whose construction bore a slight resemblance to a human skeleton, and a tall blonde woman whose black bantha-hide jacket was decorated with a vast number of claws and teeth in different sizes and colors, sewn in place. She carried a Wookiee bowcaster. Valen smiled at them, but not in a friendly way.
"Two maladjusted wannabe bounty hunters and their dressed-up protocol droid."
"Surrender,"
the Quarren said.
"It will hurt less."
He raised his preposterous weapon to his shoulder.
"Jump into a fire!"
Valen all but ignored the two organic beings. He kept his attention on the droid, a YVH-1 combat droid, one of the most dangerous machines to be found anywhere. Now even machines were giving him a bad feeling, and he could detect a life form heading toward him from straight above. He glanced upward to see a speeder car passing by overhead, and boot heels, flapping Jedi robes, and an illuminated lightsaber descending toward him at a normal falling rate. In his lower peripheral vision, he saw the three bounty hunters glance up to spot the descending Jedi. Valen took the opportunity to act. He grabbed his abandoned ejection seat and leapt with it off the rear end of the cargo hauler.